This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. First congressional district candidates Democrat Chris Pappas and Republican Eddie Edwards faced off at NHPR this morning for their first live debate of the general election. Here to tell us more about how it all went down is NHPR's Lauren Chooljian, one of the moderators of the debate this morning. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Peter.
So let's get started with the classic debate question. The first congressional district primary was pretty heated. Did we see any fireworks or attacks between Pappas and Edwards?
I mean, the first thing that I'll say is if voters learned anything from this debate, it is that these two guys hardly agree on any of the big issues first district voters care about. Now, I'll give you a couple examples. So the environment, Edwards doesn't believe that human activity is a big driver of climate change, while Pappas sees climate change as a national security threat. Raising the federal minimum wage, another example. Pappas says he'd vote for it. Edwards says absolutely not. Healthcare. Edwards says the Affordable Care Act hasn't worked and has driven up costs. Pappas says he fundamentally believes everyone should have access to healthcare and he would stop Republicans from trying to undermine it. So, again, super split on all these issues. Now, you are right that the primary was pretty rough, especially near the end. But the candidates that voters chose, Pappas and Edwards, are two pretty seemingly nice guys. And so, while they pointedly disagreed with each other, as I said, there weren't any like cheap shots or any aggression there. And I thought the union leader really nailed it with this headline, which is Pappas Edwards disagree respectfully on host of issues at NHPR debate.
Respectfully, okay.
Respectfully.
Yeah. So was there a moment that stuck out to you that highlights this respectful disagreement?
So I think I would point to the conversation about gun violence. So this is a district and a state, of course, where many people proudly own and shoot guns. But there are also many people in the district who believe strongly that gun control will prevent mass shootings. And so Pappas and Edwards both try to bridge that divide a bit, but they also stick to their party principles, as you can hear in these clips. So here's Edwards first.
We have a culture here in the state of New Hampshire that respects and appreciates life and freedom and liberty. We don't have the same problems we're seeing around the nation. And those are horrible situations. I have two daughters. I can't imagine being a parent and your child never coming back home to you in the condition they went to school in. But that doesn't mean that I support somehow restricting law-abiding citizens.
And then here's Pappas, who supports banning so-called assault weapons.
I support the responsible culture of gun ownership that exists here in New Hampshire, of people to hunt, to collect, to defend their homes. But I refuse to believe that we can't support that while at the same time taking common sense steps to save lives and keep our communities safe.
And again, that was first congressional district candidate Democrat Chris Pappas on gun control. Lauren, do you think this debate helped move the needle for people who consider themselves independent or are undecided in this race?
I don't really know. I mean, I think it was certainly really helpful because this was kind of the first chance most people have had to listen to these guys side by side without the chaos of the really crowded primary that we talked about a lot in the last couple months. You know, this question of where independent voters are going to go in such a chaotic, divisive election year, you know, that's really one I've been thinking a lot about. And so I actually asked both of them, how are they pitching themselves to people who aren't very partisan? Now, they both say when they chat with voters, they focus on work that they've done outside of politics. They feel like that's a relatable topic. Edwards talks a lot about being in the military and law enforcement, where he had to work with people he disagreed with. Pappas says he talks about working at the Puritan and the pressures of being a business owner. And then they also try and sell their personalities. You know, Edwards says people in this district are looking for a representative with integrity, while Pappas says he tells people he's going to fight for them, but he's not going to be like the angriest person in the room. But, you know, these two have four more scheduled debates for voters before voters sort this all out. And plus, you know, it's 2018, so anything could happen nationally over the next few weeks that could influence this race.
That's NHPR State of Democracy reporter Lauren Chooljian. She helped moderate our debate this morning between Democrat Chris Pappas and Republican Eddie Edwards. Lauren, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And listeners, we will be re-airing this debate in its entirety tonight at 7 o'clock.